The Hive with Bonolo Beasting.
It's The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting, right here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. And you know what? I've got a huge smile on my face because I have got an extremely talented musician, Ntsika from the Soul.
Oh, Bonolo! Thank you for having me.
Ah, man. I think before we even get into the interview,
yes,
we just bumped into Ladysmith Black Mambazo downstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
How is
that?
Can
you see? I'm still beaming. Because the last time I was in studio with them, it was with the Soil. And I had just written Hambu Yosebenza, pitched it to the team. And I said it would be, when I received it, I could tell that Ladysmith Black Mambazo had to be part of it. Mm. And Bab Shabalala was still with us in the physical plane. Sorry. And when we went there, we recorded the song. And then we performed in Playhouse on their anniversary. And now to bump into them outside of the Kaya studios, I was like, oh my word, took pictures. If it wasn't for this interview, I'd still be down there just continuing to just simmer in the brilliance that they are.
Oh, man. Now, Ntsika, I write what I dream.
Yes.
How important are dreams for you?
Oh my word, I even ask my kids each time they wake up, how did you sleep? We slept well, Dad. What did you dream of? Because dreams are very important. I feel like we keep saying we exist in this physical plane. Mm-hmm. But what if when we think we are fully present in this physical plane, we are dreaming? What if our spirits, when we say we are dreaming, that's our true habitat? You know, so for me, that's important to always know what you bring to this physical plane each time you have dreams. Mm. So it's important to always remember them. And in my case, oh my word, it's medicinal. If I forget my dreams, people don't get healed.
Now, there's a track that you did with the Oskido.
Hey,
buddy.
Very cheeky.
Buddy! How was that experience?
Oh my goodness. One, there's Oskido, the legendary Oskido. Two, there's the iconic Thandiswa Mazwai.
Come on!
And then it's just me. It's just Ntsika, you know? And they had been working on that song for the longest of times. And I think there was also like an English version. And during my interaction with Oskido, writing other music for other projects that he is involved in, he then said, buddy, let me play you this song. Thandiswa just did a new chorus for this song. And when he played it, I was blown away. And he decided there and then that he wants me to be part of the song. And then he called Thandiswa to come in. She walked in, the matriarch, the queen, the king.
The king.
Kinta. You know?
Yeah.
She walked in. And when she walked in, because she does not walk alone, Mtlakasi went down. Electricity just... And load shedding was not even a thing back then when we recorded the song. And I knew that if you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't, just forget about it.
Forget about it.
And we took our time writing the song. I told you that this is the angle. I want to be the guy that breaks up with you because you are saying, amadoda ayazizela. Namke kumamankazana ayazizela. And if you keep using this excuse to continue being promiscuous or maybe go do your things and unshiya bendlini, then she said, no, we don't have to break up in the song. Be the guy that courts me. Be the guy that wants my attention. And then I totally revised my lyric, and that was beautiful. Just working with her, her method, her process, it's just beautiful. I'm blessed. Oh my goodness.
Now, talking about groups, we're going from Thandiswa Mazwai from Bongo Muffet. We're talking about Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Hey. And then, of course, The Soil.
The Soil.
You know? What has been your guys' success? Because a lot of groups are not able to, you know, maintain that longevity within the industry. What's been your recipe?
I think our recipe stems from God. You know, us being spiritual. Us knowing that we don't walk alone, we walk with our guides. Us knowing when the music is ready to be dished out. And if there's nothing that's coming across, then there's no need to force anything to go into studio and record for the sake of recording. Hence, we take our precious time. And everything that keeps us together is understanding that Bonolo continues to grow and evolve as a person. So one moment she will be into this thing and the next she won't be. So understand that she is now a completely new person honor that. So we honor each other. If a person has evolved and has different interests and wants to pursue a solo career, we give them our blessing. And once you've grown, come back and sprinkle some of that magic, as we are all now doing with our new album,
yes.
Fourth studio album that's coming out this year. Oh my goodness, I'm super excited for that one. That music gets me emotional, you know, and I cannot wait for people to just hear it. It's just immaculate.
When is it coming out?
So tentative dates are looking at late September, October, just the last quarter of the year. And I'm hoping that we stick to those dates.
Yeah.
Pressure. Please, let's stick to those dates, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the music is ready. We are just fine-tuning it. We are good to go.
The powers that be, I do know that they're listening. I would love, if possible, to have the soil come and sing live.
Yes.
You know, right here on Kaya 959.
This is our home.
You know?
Yes.
Now, Vosi Nova. Dumzam Maswane.
Yes.
Karabo from
yes.
Idols.
Yes.
And the surprise guest.
Yes.
Tell us more about this little shindig that you put together.
Oh, my goodness. So, intimate evening with Nsika. Oh my word, on Saturday, 9th July, Inside State Theatre, I have an array of magical souls.
Mm.
I just wake up and say to myself, what have I done, God, to deserve so much grace, to deserve so much favor? And I realize that I always use my gift to honor Him, you know, give all the praise and glory to Him. And oh my word, Vusi, I called him, he said yes, he'll be my guest. The soul said yes, and then Tumza said yes, Karabo said yes. And my surprise guest artist is someone I haven't been with on stage for over 13 years.
Mm.
Someone that, this is another hint, we started something magical together, you know. Our paths then defined us, and because our scripts are already written, whether we fight it or not, we will always branch out and become even more magical on our own terms,
yeah.
You know. But I love the fact that this will be one of the biggest reunions that people will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your hint right there. And he's a guy, he's tall, you know. Please don't say, if you feel if you feel like you know.
I know it.
Yes. I said no name.
You gave it away with your tall.
Ask me no questions.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you no lies. Yeah. But
so,
isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful, you know, because even in our own spaces, in our own different ministries, because we are ministers,
yeah.
we minister with our gifts. It's such amazing that we are always forever tied spiritually together. There's this brotherhood bond that was not even made from this physical plane.
Mm.
It stems from a spiritual realm.
Mm.
And each time we connect, it's just seamless. Oh my word, I cannot wait for that magic too. I'm excited.
What? How's your repertoire for that day?
Oh my goodness. So we have 2 45-minute sets. It's a production. It's not just a show with one song after the other. No, it's well thought of. It's intentional.
Yeah.
I heal through my music. And these amazing people that are joining me are not just picked out of nowhere just to make the show even more amazing.
Mm.
No, they are part of the story. I love theater. I've done theater plays. I've written for theater music. I've written theater music. So this thing of just being intentional with your craft is in my blood. And I love the fact that we are in State Theatre, one of the biggest and most prominent in the world.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for people to just come out in large numbers and enjoy the magic.
Oh, man. Now, lastly, you can never not, you can't tell people enough your social media handles, darling.
Yes.
Please, give us your social media handles.
At Nsika Music. That's it. At Nsika Music. That's it. Across all of them.
Thank you so much, Nsika, for coming through. We'll definitely be looking forward to that performance and the special guest.
Yes, the one we don't know.
There you have it. The Hive right here on Kaya 959 with the absolutely talented and humble Nsika from The Soil. This is Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
The Hive on Kaya 959.